And Jeanette Damon, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Jenny Brekus's opponent is political newcomer Victor Salcido. How many negative ads has his campaign produced, and where are they appearing?
Yeah, his ads are right now almost exclusively negative. Early on in the campaign, he did some positive introduction type mailers. But now he's, he has kind of like a social media campaign with these cute cartoons. They're actually really well produced. I think they're fairly effective ads. So you see him a lot on Facebook. I've seen him on Instagram. And he's got a substantial amount of money behind him. So they're starting to come on air on television as well.
And you wrote this really helpful fact-checking article looking at the validity of these ads. What specifically compelled you to start doing that fact-checking of Salcido's claims?
Well, you know, I have covered City Hall now for a couple of years. I'm very familiar with what goes on there. And so while the ads are, like I said, effective and cute, sometimes they really stretch the truth. And it was based on stories I had covered in the last year or so. So I was very familiar with it. And I started to recognize that some he wasn't kind of telling the whole picture, which you don't necessarily expect a campaign ad to do. But some, the amount that he was stretching the truth really left voters with the wrong impression.
And you examined 7 of his claims. We can't go into each one, but what is the most egregious example of a misrepresentation of the truth?
I think the one that you see the most often, he's putting this claim out there, and also this Republican-backed Political Action Committee is also using this claim, and that's that Jenny Brekus increased her own salary at a time when firefighters were laid off. There's kind of 2 components to what's wrong with that. There was a vote to lay off firefighters in 2014 when the city lost a grant, but the firefighter union went to court and got a judge to block those layoffs. No firefighters actually lost their jobs. But when you look at the mailers and you look at the video, it talks about these poor firefighters who have to find a new way to feed their families. And that just didn't happen. The other thing is the city council back in 2004 passed a resolution that creates automatic pay raises for city council members. So whether they take a vote or not, they get automatic pay increase equal to the amount of inflation. And back in 2014, this became an issue. I wrote about it. And Councilwoman Brekus at the time tried to convince her colleagues to eliminate that resolution, to eliminate automatic pay raises, and to actually cut council salaries by 7.5%. She wasn't successful. She wasn't able to get any of her colleagues to vote for that. But when you look at the ad, you know, it looks like this really nefarious, you know, raising your own pay while laying off firefighters. And that's just not true.
And then in this process, I'm assuming you've spoken to Victor Salcido and to Jenny Brekus. What have they been telling you?
You know, Victor Salcido says he stands by his ads. He says that they're rooted in fact. There are facts behind his ads. He says they come from a certain perspective, but they're not wrong.
And how has Jenny Brekus responded to these claims?
Yeah, you know, she held a press conference with firefighters and with police who are backing her campaign. They wanted to tell voters that even though Victor Salcido's mailers have images of firefighters on them, the Reno Firefighter Union actually supports Jenny Brekus. Her quip against Victor was, I guess if you have a thin resume, you go negative.
And Jeanette Damon, thanks for your insights.
Thanks so much for having me.
Damon is the government watchdog reporter for the Reno Gazette-Journal. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.